Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I am your host, Miranda Martinez, and I am here in Dallas, Texas, United States.
Chef Miranda Martinez has been widely regarded locally and nationally as a raw and vegan chef. She was recently featured in a Dallas Observer article titled, Famous Dallas Chefs, that predicts she will be the next Dallas chef to achieve stardom status. She has been invited on television appearances like Good Morning Texas and NBC5 for food demos and to talk about health. But Miranda not only specializes in luscious and exquisite raw vegan desserts, she is also an accomplished actress who has appeared in film and television, lent her voice for projects involving NASA and the American Red Cross, and has acted in theater productions like The Crucible. Today, Chef Miranda joins us to share her life-affirming transformation as a raw foodist and to demonstrate one of her decadent dessert recipes.
I am a raw food chef, and I've had weight issues all my life until I discovered raw foods 3 years ago. Raw foods changed my life completely. Not only did I lose 66 pounds, I also improved everything around. My cholesterol went down, my energy went out the roof, I had absolutely just completely energy all over the place. I didn't know what to do with it. So, why do I eat raw? I eat raw because it gives me a ton of nutrition. It gives me vitamins, phytonutrients, minerals, enzymes, everything pretty much on raw food, as long as you don't cook it or dehydrate it over 115 degrees. Actually, it's not even cooked. Raw vegan foods are fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, seaweeds, and organic superfoods, some cold processed oils, and some spices. And also, I'm going to tell you what is not raw. Any kind of animal product of any kind, no dairy, no cheese, no tobacco, no alcohol, table sugar, table salt, coffee, any kind of food that has been preserved or put in a can, box, bottle, or even dried up, that's already been packaged, that's already been killed and cooked. So that is not raw. And you may think that being raw or eating raw may be boring or hard, but I'm going to show you with this recipe I'm going to make for you. It's a delicious dessert. It's a fudge brownie. And here are my ingredients. 16 medjool dates, and these have been pitted already. Medjool dates are awesome for this recipe. 1 cup of agave, and this particular agave has been infused with vanilla powder. 2 tablespoons of vanilla extract separated. 2 pinches of salt, pink salt, sea salt. 4 tablespoons of water, purified water. 2/3 of a cup of cacao powder and 2/3 of a cup of cacao powder. And this is actually raw cacao powder. 2 tablespoons of coconut butter, or you can also use coconut oil. And 3 cups of walnuts that are dried, not soaked. Are you ready for this? Let's get started. Okay, so we're gonna pour the walnuts in the food processor, followed by the dates, all the dates, followed by 1 2/3 of a cup of cacao powder, a pinch of salt, and this we'll add in just a minute. So we're going to process this for a few minutes until the sides start sticking up of the mix, okay? So we're going to mix it. And here we go. And while we're mixing, we're going to add 1 tablespoon of vanilla and also the 4 tablespoons of water, okay? So this is what we're going to do. Process until the sides start sticking up. And that is all for the brownies. We're gonna put them in our dish right here. You pour it into the dish like this. Take the blade out. And what you're gonna do is you're gonna press it down into the dish with a spatula, like this, until you have it pretty well distributed into the dish. You can also use your fingers if you like. I like to make it with the spatula so that everything is even in here. So we put it in here like this. Push it to the sides. Push it to the sides right here too. Evenly distribute it. Very good. That's good. And now we're going to make the fudge for the topping. And pour the 1 cup of agave nectar into the blender like this. Make sure you get it all out because this is delicious. And then you pour the cacao powder. Poof! And here's the vanilla, a little bit of salt, and the coconut butter. Getting the coconut butter in there. And we mix like so. Okay, so you make sure that all the chocolate is mixed in. And this is our fudge. And we're gonna put it on top of the brownie. Like so. And with a spatula, we make sure that it's well distributed. So we distribute it like this. Make sure that you get it all the way all to the corners, the four corners of the dish. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna put it in the freezer for about 20 minutes to wait until it sets. And then we're gonna have some brownies. So, just like this. Like that. And we're gonna put it in the freezer and we'll be right back. To vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Let's now continue. So this is our frozen, a little bit of frozen, fudge brownie. I just took off the freezer, okay? So now we're gonna serve it and garnish it. So we're gonna cut it, like so, and like this. And we're gonna stack 2 pieces of brownie on the plate. Still a little soft, but we'll manage. So we'll have 1 piece like this, and second piece like this. I have some fresh raspberries over here, and I have put the rest of my fudge on a little squeeze bottle. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna put some raspberries on top like this, and some over here on this side. And we're going to be putting a little bit of chocolate sauce. Do you like my plate? It says live, love, and love. It's just for you. So here you go, with chocolate sauce, delicious, and we're gonna put this right here. There you go. Here is the chocolate brownie, ready for you to enjoy. Here we go. Enjoy my raw vegan fudge brownie, and now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples.
Learn more about Chef Miranda Martinez and her amazing transformation at vivaraw.com and mirandamartinez.com. www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG